I'm so excited because the first book by Darkness Prevails and Carmen Carrion is available for pre-order right now. It's the Freaky Folklore Compendium, filled with the history and lore of the most terrifying folklore monsters across the globe, alongside some cool but creepy illustrations. Releases July 16th. Pre-order now at eeriecast.com/freak or on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your favorite bookstore.
Beneath the bustling streets of Paris lies a realm of darkness, where the echoes of the past whisper tales of unspeakable horror. In the shadowy depths of the catacombs, where the bones of the dead lie entwined like forgotten secrets, an ancient evil stirs, hungry for the souls of the living. As unsuspecting visitors descend into the abyss, they soon realize that some secrets are better left undisturbed. Welcome to Destination Terror, your passport to the scariest places in the world. From haunted hotels to locations of unexplained creature sightings, and now places that we only visit in our imagination, we will travel to places that will provide excitement, adventure, and horror. Today we are visiting the catacombs in Paris, France, an extensive network of underground tunnels and chambers beneath the streets of Paris, with the macabre display of bones and skulls lining the walls that create a haunting and unsettling environment. So if you're into travel and all things scary, listen close and you might just discover your next exciting adventure destination. But hopefully, not your final destination. Destination Terror is an Eeriecast original podcast hosted by me, Carmen Carrion. If you would like to send us a suggestion or submit a story with your own experience, you can email them to carmencarrion@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter @carmencarrion. If you enjoy the show, please follow and rate Destination Terror on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to help us grow. Also, check out eeriecast.com for more scary podcasts, such as Freaky Folklore, the podcast where together we explore horrifying legends across the world and tell terrifying tales of monsters both ancient and modern. I can't believe it! I squealed to Sierra and Emma as our plane touched down on the tarmac in none other than Paris, France. This trip was my parents' graduation present to me, a dream come true. I had been accepted to Texas A&M for fall semester, pursuing my lifelong dream of becoming a veterinarian. The last few years had been a whirlwind of hard work, but my parents insisted that I take some time to be a kid, or as much of a kid as an 18-year-old can be before starting college. They were understandably nervous about sending me so far away, but they agreed to let me go with Sierra and Emma, hoping it would ease their worries. However, I do think it may have inadvertently made my mother more nervous, because Emma and Sierra and I always managed to get ourselves into trouble. Never anything serious. We just enjoyed life, and tended to attract attention to our shenanigans far too often. The three of us were practically bouncing in our seats, exchanging excited glances, as we looked out the window. This was our first trip abroad, and the anticipation was, well, killing us, if I'm being honest. The insanely long flight from Houston to Paris was well over 10 hours. If it hadn't been for my parents planning everything out ahead of time, we would have been completely lost when we stepped out of the airport. But a chauffeur was waiting for us, whisking us away to our hotel and ensuring we were settled in comfortably. He even left us with a map, circling all the locations we had planned to visit during our stay. A whole itinerary? Lily, your mom sent us with an actual itinerary. Emma laughed at my mother's controlling attention to detail, trying to laugh as well. I told her, "Those are just suggestions, and my mom likes to be prepared for everything. But don't worry, we don't have to stick to it if y'all don't want to." "Oh, I want to," Sierra chimed in from the bathroom. "Your mom always finds the coolest things to do." "You're right," I agreed, turning in a circle with my arms raised above my head to admire our hotel room. "For instance, isn't this room incredible?" Emma nodded in agreement, drooling at the sight of the chandelier hanging above us. There's a dadgum chandelier in our room. It doesn't get cooler than that. Sierra came gliding out of the bathroom in one of the hotel's fluffy robes and a pair of sunglasses she had picked up in one of the shops at the airport back in Houston. Well, let's go, girls, she said, pulling down the glasses and winking. We spent the next couple of days seeing the sights and following Mama's list almost to a T. We skipped a few things here and there, but for the most part, we had been having the best time of our lives. By the fourth day, we had found ourselves wandering the streets near the hotel and diving into random little places just to see where they would take us. That night, we found ourselves in a small bar and grill type place. The food was incredible. We had gotten cozy with a group of college kids who had come in shortly after we did. Most of them were also Americans, which surprised me at first, but it made conversations easy. They told us about some of the local places they frequented and a few touristy stops that were actually worth the trip. To say I found myself intrigued would be an understatement, until one of them brought up the catacombs. Yeah, that's going to be a hard pass for me. I don't do dead people, I told them, which had Emma and Sierra immediately begging and trying to get me to change my mind. I have no desire to go into a moldy, creepy hole in the ground full of dead people. Besides, aren't they blocked off? Pretty sure we're not supposed to go in there. One of the guys in the group tried to reassure me that it was okay, and that they go in there every weekend to watch movies at some makeshift theater that had been set up inside. When in Rome, Sierra finally said.
Ugh,
fine. But that's almost not fair to use that, I said distastefully. I had a hard time letting go and just having fun when I was younger, so every time I was being a stick in the mud, Sarah would remind me to live a little by saying, when in Rome. You know, this usually ends with us in trouble. Sierra shrugged and opened her mouth to say, when in? Don't even finish that sentence, or I'm changing my mind. Next thing I know, I'm letting them drag me across Paris and into a dark hole in the ground. I knew without a doubt this would scare the hell out of me, but I didn't realize just how much until the cold air shot down my spine and stole the breath right out of my lungs when the light from my flashlight found the first skull embedded into the wall. I froze completely, my eyes trying and miserably failing to adjust to the darkness in the cave and all the flashlights moving around. Boo! I swung around so fast, almost taking Emma out. Luckily, she knew to duck if she scared me. I could kill you right now, Em. I can't believe I let you talk me into this. Did you see the bones on the wall? I pointed my light back in the general direction of the skull and immediately wished I hadn't, because there were more skulls, and I swear they were looking at me. It's not much farther. The movie will be starting soon, Sierra said and nudged me a little. So it's a little creepy, I'll admit, but there's nothing to worry about. They're just bones. Just bones, I reassured myself and followed them deeper into the chasm.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The catacombs of Paris are a network of underground tunnels and chambers located beneath the streets of Paris, France. These catacombs hold the remains of more than 6 million people and are one of the most famous macabre tourist attractions in the world. The catacombs were originally limestone quarries that provided building materials for Paris. These quarries date back to Roman times, but their extensive use began in the late Middle Ages. Over time, the tunnels grew into an intricate network beneath the city. The history of the catacombs date back to the late 18th century, when Paris faced the problem of overflowing cemeteries. Due to the unsanitary conditions and the risk of disease spreading, the decision was made to exhume the remains from various cemeteries and relocate them to the abandoned limestone quarries beneath the city. This process began in 1786 and continued for several decades. The catacombs consist of a maze of tunnels spanning approximately 200 miles, although only a small portion of this network is open to the public. Visitors can explore a section of the catacombs known as the Empire of Death, which contains neatly arranged stacks of skulls and bones, arranged in artistic patterns and designs. Many of the bones are stacked in walls several feet high, creating an eerie and unforgettable sight. Aside from its historical significance, the catacombs have also developed a reputation for being a site of urban exploration and adventure. While unauthorized access to certain parts of the catacombs is illegal and dangerous due to the risk of getting lost or injured, some individuals still venture into the off-limits areas, adding to the mystique surrounding this underground world. In recent years, efforts have been made to preserve and maintain the catacombs, as they are an important part of Parisian history and culture. However, the catacombs continue to be shrouded in mystery and intrigue, attracting visitors from around the world who are fascinated by their dark and haunting beauty. The catacombs have been open to the public since the early 19th century and have become a popular tourist attraction. Visitors can explore a section of the catacombs, guided along a designated path that winds through the underground chambers. Tours provide historical context and insight into the significance of the site. The catacombs have inspired numerous legends and stories over the years. Some tales speak of hidden chambers, secret societies, and paranormal encounters within the tunnels. While many of these stories are eccentric, they contribute to the allure of the catacombs as a place of mystery and intrigue. Due to the fragile nature of the catacombs and the risk of damage from both natural and human causes, efforts are continually made to conserve and preserve this historic site. Measures include structural reinforcement, environmental monitoring, and visitor management to ensure the long-term protection of the catacombs. Overall, the catacombs of Paris represent a unique intersection of history, art, and culture, attracting visitors who are drawn to their macabre beauty and fascinated by the secrets hidden beneath the streets of the city. While the catacombs are primarily known for their use as an ossuary, they also served other purposes throughout history. During World War II, for example, parts of the catacombs were used as hiding places and headquarters by the French Resistance. Additionally, some sections of the catacombs were used as mushroom farms in the 19th century, due to their constant temperature and humidity. Despite being located deep underground, the catacombs contain natural springs and underground water sources. These springs have played a vital role in the maintenance and survival of those who inhabited the catacombs over the centuries, providing drinking water and supporting underground ecosystems. Despite efforts to map and manage the catacombs, there are still sections that remain uncharted and inaccessible to the public. These lost catacombs are often the subject of urban legends and adventurous exploration. Though entering unauthorized areas is both illegal and extremely dangerous due to the risk of getting lost or encountering unstable terrain, the catacombs have left a significant imprint on Parisian culture and have inspired various artistic works, including literature, film, and music. They have been featured in novels such as Gaston Leroux's The Phantom of the Opera and Victor Hugo's Les Misérables, as well as in films like As Above, So Below, which explores the catacombs' mysterious depths. While the catacombs are a popular tourist attraction, opinions about them vary among Parisians. Some view them as an important historical site and a fascinating glimpse into the city's past, while others see them as morbid or disrespectful due to their association with human remains. Nonetheless, the catacombs continue to draw visitors from around the world, intrigued by their unique blend of history and mystery. While guided tours offer a safe and regulated way to explore the catacombs, there is also a subculture of urban explorers who venture into the tunnels illicitly. These cataphiles are drawn to the thrill of exploring off-limits areas and often document their adventures through photography and video, despite the legal risks and potential dangers involved. These adventurous individuals, often equipped with maps, flashlights, and cameras, explore the hidden depths of the catacombs beyond the designated tourist areas. Some cataphiles have even gone so far as to create underground art installations or organize secret parties in the tunnels. Over the years, cataphiles have meticulously mapped out the catacombs, creating intricate diagrams and charts of the labyrinth tunnels. These maps, often shared clandestinely among urban exploration communities, provide valuable insight into the layout and geography of the catacombs, and are used by adventurous explorers seeking to navigate the underground maze. Despite efforts to restrict access to unauthorized areas of the catacombs, illegal entry remains a persistent problem. Parisian authorities periodically conduct crackdowns on cataphiles and unauthorized explorers, issuing fines and penalties for those caught trespassing in restricted areas. However, the allure of the catacombs continues to draw thrill seekers and urban adventurers. In 2004, police discovered a fully equipped underground cinema in a section of the catacombs, complete with a restaurant, bar, and seating area. The cinema was a setup for secret film screenings. Authorities were baffled by the setup, as it required significant effort to transport the necessary equipment and materials into the catacombs without detection. The identity of the individuals responsible for the cinema remains unknown. Deep within the catacombs lies a hidden chamber known as the Forbidden Room of Skulls. This chamber, rumored to be located in an off-limits area accessible only to the most daring cataphiles, is said to be filled with an eerie collection of skulls arranged in intricate patterns and formations. Legends suggest that those who enter this chamber risk encountering supernatural phenomena or disturbing forces lurking within the darkness. One especially eerie section of the catacombs is known as the Gates of Hell. This area is characterized by its dark, narrow passages and is said to be haunted by the spirits of those buried within the catacombs. Legends claim that those who venture too deep into the Gates of Hell risk encountering malevolent entities or becoming lost forever in the labyrinth tunnels. Perhaps one of the most famous stories associated with the catacombs is that of Philibert Aspert, a Parisian sewer worker who allegedly became lost in the catacombs in the 18th century and spent years wandering the tunnels before being rediscovered, delirious and near death. According to the legend, when he was finally rescued, he was unable to provide coherent directions to his whereabouts, leading some to believe that he had encountered supernatural forces within the catacombs. In the catacombs, there is a mysterious green door known simply as the Porte Verte, or Green Door. This door is located in an obscure part of the tunnels, and has become the subject of speculation and intrigue among cataphiles and urban explorers. Some believe that the door leads to hidden chambers or secret passageways within the catacombs, while others speculate that it may be a portal to another dimension or realm beyond. Among the countless bones and remains housed within the catacombs is a particularly large skeleton, believed to be that of a giant. This oversized skeleton, towering above the rest, has fueled speculation and curiosity among visitors and historians alike. While the origins of the skeleton remain uncertain, it serves as a reminder of the diverse array of individuals whose remains now rest within the catacombs. The catacombs have influenced various aspects of Parisian architecture and design, from the construction of underground infrastructure to the development of catacomb-inspired motifs in art and literature. The iconic skull and crossbones motif, for example, can be found adorning gravestones, crypts, and other funerary monuments throughout the city, serving as a lasting testament to the catacombs' cultural significance. These additional facts and stories offer further insight into the rich history and folklore surrounding the catacombs of Paris, highlighting their enduring legacy as one of the world's most enigmatic and captivating underground landmarks. In addition to serving as a repository for human remains, a section of the catacombs was repurposed in the 19th century for medical research and education, known as the Catacombes de Paris, Musée de la Médecine. This area housed anatomical specimens, medical instruments, and displays illustrating various aspects of human anatomy and pathology. While it is no longer open to the public, it provides insight into the historical intersection of medicine and the catacombs. The catacombs of Paris have captured the imagination of writers and artists for centuries and have been featured prominently in literature and poetry. Authors such as Edgar Allan Poe and H.P. Lovecraft have drawn inspiration from the haunting atmosphere and macabre imagery of the catacombs, incorporating them into their works to evoke themes of mortality, decay, and the unknown. Some sections of the catacombs have been transformed into underground museums, showcasing the history and geology of the quarries. These museums offer visitors a chance to learn about the excavation techniques used to create the catacombs, as well as the geological formations and fossils found within the limestone tunnels. They provide a deeper understanding of the catacombs' origins and evolution over time. Among the millions of bones in the catacombs, there is a skull known as the Little Queen. This particular skull became famous due to its distinct features, including a prominent jawbone and an enigmatic smile. Over the years, the Little Queen has captured the imagination of visitors, who often seek it out among the countless skulls lining the walls of the catacombs. During the times of war and political upheaval, the catacombs of Paris have served as a hiding place and meeting ground for spies and clandestine operatives. Their labyrinth tunnels provided a discreet environment for secret meetings and covert activities, shielded from the prying eyes of authorities and adversaries. During the French Revolution, the catacombs played a significant role in the events unfolding above ground. In 1793, revolutionaries used the catacombs to secretly transport bodies of those executed during the Reign of Terror, depositing them in mass graves within the tunnels. This macabre practice continued until the fall of Robespierre and the end of the Revolution, leaving a grim reminder of the tumultuous period in French history. During the German occupation of Paris in World War II, the catacombs served as a refuge for resistance fighters and civilians seeking shelter from air raids and persecution by Nazi forces. The underground tunnels provided a hidden sanctuary where individuals could evade capture and conduct clandestine operations against the occupying forces. Today, remnants of this wartime history can still be found within the catacombs. In the 18th and 19th centuries, the catacombs became a haven for philosophers, artists, and intellectuals seeking solitude and inspiration. These individuals would venture into the underground tunnels to contemplate life, engage in philosophical discussions, and seek respite from the hustle and bustle of city life above ground. The catacombs' eerie ambience and isolation provided the perfect setting for introspection and creative exploration. The construction of the Paris Metro subway system in the late 19th century inadvertently intersected with the catacombs, leading to the discovery of previously unknown sections of the underground tunnels. During excavation for subway tunnels and stations, workers encountered ancient quarries and passages, highlighting the extensive network of catacombs beneath the city streets. Within the catacombs, there are rumored to be hidden libraries containing books, manuscripts, and other literary treasures. These underground libraries, allegedly established by secret societies or clandestine groups, serve as repositories of knowledge and culture hidden away from the prying eyes of the outside world. While their existence remains speculative, tales of these hidden libraries add to the mystique of the catacombs as repositories of hidden knowledge. Over the years, the catacombs have served as unconventional venues for musical performances and artistic events. Musicians, including classical ensembles and experimental artists, have staged concerts and recitals within the underground chambers, capitalizing on the unique acoustics and atmospheric backdrop of the catacombs. These performances offer audiences a one-of-a-kind sensory experience, immersing them in the haunting beauty of the underground world. The catacombs of Paris have been featured in numerous works of literature, film, and popular culture, cementing their status as an iconic and evocative setting. From horror movies to adventure novels, the catacombs have provided a backdrop for tales of mystery, intrigue, and supernatural encounters. Their tunnels and macabre ambience continue to captivate audiences and inspire storytellers around the world. According to legend, the catacombs are guarded by spectral figures known as the Guardians. These ghostly sentinels are said to patrol the underground tunnels, protecting the catacombs and their secrets from intruders. Some accounts describe encounters with these phantom guards, who appear as shadowy figures lurking in the darkness, or vanish without a trace when approached. It's believed by some that the catacombs are haunted by the restless spirits of the millions of individuals whose remains rest within its walls. These lost souls are said to wander the underground chambers, trapped between the worlds of the living and the dead. Visitors to the catacombs have reported strange sensations, unexplained noises, and feelings of being watched, leading to speculation about the presence of supernatural entities within the tunnels. Legend has it that those who disturb the peace of the catacombs or show disrespect to the dead may incur the wrath of a vengeful curse. Tales abound of individuals who have suffered misfortune or tragedy after disrespecting the sanctity of the catacombs, leading some to believe that the underground realm is cursed. Whether true or not, the idea of a curse adds to the sense of danger and mystery surrounding the catacombs. One of the most enduring legends of the catacombs is that of the Phantom Drummer. According to folklore, the sound of a distant drumbeat can be heard echoing through the tunnels, signaling the presence of a ghostly drummer roaming the catacombs. Some believe that the Phantom Drummer is the spirit of a revolutionary soldier or a quarry worker who perished in the depths of the underground labyrinth. Many visitors to the catacombs have reported sightings of shadowy figures or apparitions lurking in the darkness. These mysterious entities are said to dart among the bones, vanishing into the shadows when approached. Some attribute these sightings to the play of light and shadows in the underground environment, while others interpret them as evidence of supernatural activity within the catacombs. There are tales of individuals who claim to have experienced strange distortions of time and space. Some report losing track of time or feeling as though hours have passed in what seem like minutes. Others describe encountering anomalies such as inexplicable changes in the layout of the tunnels, or glimpses of scenes from the past or future. According to local folklore, the catacombs are protected by benevolent guardian spirits who watch over the souls of the departed. These ethereal guardians are said to guide lost travelers to safety, ward off malevolent entities, and ensure that those who enter the catacombs are granted safe passage. While their presence may be felt rather than seen, their protective influence is believed to permeate the underground realm. Over the years, the catacombs have become the subject of numerous ghost stories and legends. Tales of restless spirits, haunted passageways, and eerie encounters abound, fueling the fascination with the underground realm. While many of these stories are purely speculative, they contribute to the aura of mystery and intrigue that surrounds the catacombs and their dark history. Night of the Living Dead popped up on the massive screen they had built in the chasm. I found myself both horrified by the movie choice and astounded by the theater we were sitting in. This is kind of amazing. They have a bar and food. How do they even keep this place stocked like this down here? I asked. I thought this place was supposed to be closed to the public, not a whole dang movie theater. Well, all I know is some lights in this dang tunnel would have been nice. A lot better than these flashlights, Sierra said, shaking her light. Shh! The movie is starting, Emma said with a mouthful of popcorn. I just stared at her, wondering when she had time to get popcorn. I found myself over at the makeshift bar, getting snacks for me and Sierra. About 15 minutes into the movie, to no one's surprise, I had to use the bathroom. Between the nervousness and the giant water I had downed, my eyeballs felt like they were floating. I walked back to the bar and asked if there was a bathroom. It's back there through the opening. There's a bucket and some napkins. The man was pointing in the direction of a small dark tunnel at the back of the chasm. Oh, a bucket? Lovely. Well, it's better than nothing, I said before thanking him and grabbing the flashlight out of my pocket. Of course they wouldn't have lights this way either. As soon as I stepped into the tunnel, all the nerves and fear that had passed came crashing back in, realizing I should have asked one of the girls to come with me. I just sucked it up and used my light to follow the tunnel to the buckets. They were right where he said they'd be. I did my business as fast as I could, but a shiver ran down my spine, the chill of the catacombs seeping into my bones. The eerie darkness seemed to surround me, suffocating me. Despite my attempts to brush off the creeping unease, a sense of terror lingered in the air, prickling at my skin like invisible fingers, like bones. I had to get out of there before I lost my mind. But as I turned to leave, a hushed, creepy voice shattered the silence, sending a jolt of fear coursing through my veins.
Lily,
it whispered, barely audible yet unmistakably chilling. My heart felt like it was going to jump out of my chest, pounding against my ribcage like a trapped bird desperate for freedom. I froze in place, my breath catching in my throat as I struggled to comprehend what I had just heard. In the dim glow of my flashlight, I saw the silhouette of a figure looming before me, its features obscured in the shadows. "Damn it, Emma! This isn't funny! Stop playing with me!" Terror gripped me like a vice, paralyzing my limbs as I stared, wide-eyed and trembling, when I realized it most definitely wasn't Emma, but a shapeless, translucent form before me. With a strangled gasp, I dropped my flashlight, the beam of light flickering and dancing across the walls in erratic patterns. Frantically, I fumbled to pick it up, my hands trembling violently, as I tried and failed miserably to calm my nerves. When the light flickered back on, the figure was gone. Heart pounding in my chest, I turned and bolted. If it was real, I wasn't waiting for it to come back. I realized far too late that I had bolted in the wrong direction. I swung around and ran straight back the way I thought I'd come. But I ran and ran and ran. Everywhere I turned was darkness. The panic really started to set in when the light on my flashlight started to flicker off and on. I immediately started screaming, in full terror mode.
Lily.
That same horrible voice called to me again. I couldn't help it, but I felt the tears running down my cheek. With the last flicker of my flashlight, I could see the sheer form just feet away from me before everything went completely black. I'm not sure how much time passed, but it felt like hours, maybe even a day. Trapped in complete darkness, I was so scared, but all my tears had run out a long time ago. The dark was playing tricks on my mind. I thought if I stayed much longer, I might start to lose all sanity. I just had to hang on and have hope that my friends would come with help, and that they were trying to find me. The darkness made it too hard to walk. I kept bumping into things and tripping over nothing, so I resorted to crawling, but my knees had worn holes through my jeans, and I could feel the blood on my raw knees. I was finally too exhausted to hold my eyes open any longer, and I succumbed to sleep. I woke to the sound of chains being dragged across concrete. It startled me and had my heart racing all over again. A small light sparked to life in the cave. I thought I had imagined it, but I wanted it to be real. I pulled myself back onto my knees and crawled slowly towards the glow. Every inch closer, the light would pulse with brightness. I kept inching closer and closer, until a bright flash of light and a sudden whoosh of sound invaded my ears. Is that laughter? I pulled myself up on my wobbly knees and emerged back into the chasm. There sat Emma and Sierra, still eating their snacks. I couldn't comprehend what I was seeing. I thought I might be hallucinating. Sierra turned to look at me, and all the color drained out of her face as she ran to me. "Oh my God, what the hell happened to you?" She was looking me up and down, taking in my ripped clothes, bloody knees, and sickly form. "You went to the bathroom for 5 minutes and come out looking like actual death," she said. "5 minutes, Sierra? I've been lost in there for days." Thank you for joining us on our journey to the catacombs in Paris, France. Tune in next week as we discuss another terrorific location. I'm Carmen Carrion. Remember, you can send me suggestions and stories of haunted places to my email, carmencarrion@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter @CarmenCarrion. Go to eeriecast.com to find other terrifying podcasts, such as Freaky Folklore, hosted by me, Carmen Carrion. Until next time, stay safe out there, until I see you at our next destination.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.